USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Small business loan applications are now being accepted as part of the Paycheck Protection Program. Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan tells CBS's Face the Nation he doesn't like the competitive aspect to that popular program.
Between Congress and the administration and American people, we need to get all these funded and not make this a foot race. Just get the work done and get everybody through.
More money was added to that popular program after the Democrats held up the funding for about a week. President Trump is questioning why the federal government should give funding to bail out poorly run states that usually lean Democratic during the coronavirus pandemic. On Twitter, the president posed the question and said most states are not looking for bailout help. The president did specifically highlight the state of Illinois, which he says is Democratic run and managed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at ImmuneCorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmuneCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Another major endorsement for the last Democratic candidate standing. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
It was not unexpected. The only question was when it would happen. And on Monday morning, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi released a video endorsing Joe Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination.
Now more than ever, we need a forward-looking, battle-tested leader who will fight for the people. A president with the values, experience, and the strategic thinking to bring our nation together.
And Pelosi added that elections always matter, but possibly never as much as the upcoming presidential balloting. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Senate will return on May 4th after an extended recess amid the coronavirus pandemic. That's at least according to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The GOP leader says the Senate will modify its routines but will not try to legislate long distance anymore. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The 2020 Major League Baseball season has been delayed by the coronavirus pandemic, but the league could have a plan to restart the year by May 31st. ESPN's Jeff Payson is reporting May is the time when Major League Baseball will have a drop-dead point and have a plan in place. Teams are guaranteeing their salaries for employees through the 31st of May, and according to Major League Baseball writer Keith Law from The Athletic, he says that even if things do get started for baseball, we certainly can expect a full season.
There's literally not enough time to have a full season, right? 162 games takes place generally over about 180-something days. We couldn't do that. We haven't even peaked in this country yet in terms of COVID-19 cases. We're well behind most of the Western and, frankly, East Asian countries that are dealing with the same thing. So I don't think we're going to see baseball for some time now. But what I understand from public health experts I've talked to or whose comments I've read is they feel optimistic we'll see some games without fans in what would be the second half of the season. But we'd be lucky to get more than half a season in worth of games. And there's basically no shot we're going to get fans into ballparks. It might not be – we may not see fans in – ballparks for any kind of sport until there's actually a vaccine for the coronavirus.
Law also telling USA Radio News that this year's Major League Baseball draft will be greatly affected by the coronavirus. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.